Lazio, L-A-Z-I-O.
Your name, Mr. Martin, Lazio.
I have him as well.
Oh, you have him as well. Okay. Hold on for just a moment. Honorable Mr. Weaver Rice is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and AOBC number for the record?
Lazio, 223-996.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been notified of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your notification form on January 7th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Lazio and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Lazio, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we will talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Lazio. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal major company as follows. Violation of condition 12B is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, after release from Community Bridges on September 15, 2018, as directed by Arizona Conditions of Supervision on September 12, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you're absconded from supervision. Mr. Lazio, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Lazio's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal way or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Lazio, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir? Thank you, Mr. Lazio. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Yes, sir. Lazio was released from ADC custody on 9-10-2018 and arrested on 12-20-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-20-2018 with an adjusted CSED on 12-13-2019 with 96 abscondes. Current conviction, 2012, fraudulent schemes and artifacts, 5 years, 6 months. 2013, dangerous drug violation, 4 years. Prior convictions, 2007, commitment A, count one, endangerment, 1 year. 2007, commitment B, count two, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2007, commitment C, count one, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2010, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, transitional release, absconded 33 days, arrested, administratively revoked. 2008, TIS release, completed 1 month. 2012, TIS release, absconded 116 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with violence and drugs noted. Other arrests, 1991, misdemeanor other DUI, New York, fined. 1992, misdemeanor other DUI, New York, fined. 1992, misdemeanor other DUI, New York, misdemeanor conviction probation. 1994, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, New York, misdemeanor conviction probation. 2001, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors, combo, New York, felony conviction, state prison. 2012, fraudulent schemes, artifacts, Arizona, unknown. 2013, forgery, Arizona, unknown. He has a GD score of G5, V6.
And if I may review on this, because I wrote my notes very quick, Mr. Turner, was that 96 abscondings?
96 abscondings.
Okay, so make sure it's clear on that. Okay, Mr. Rossio, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at Reborn Assistance, located in Phoenix, Arizona. You failed to report established residency. So for the 96 days that you're missing from community supervision, what were you doing, sir?
I was waiting. When I was in prison, I was hooked on heroin. And my girlfriend, who's hung with me throughout this whole prison sentence, said, "You're not coming home to have it, absolutely not." So I changed my parole address to transitional living. And when I got out, I went there, I tested dairy for heroin, went to community breakers for detox, and then I just went and stayed at my girlfriend's house. I was staying within a quarter mile where the police picked me up.
Okay, sir. I looked at the positive. So were you able to detox from heroin?
Yes, I have. I have not touched heroin since the 12th of September.
Well, we certainly...
Which is pretty, I'm pretty proud of myself for that, so...
We certainly commend you for that. We don't have any employment votes. Were you working at all?
Yes, I was. I was working for Desert Trust on 54th Avenue, Montebello.
And what were you doing?
I was doing side jobs. I was doing building trusses. Doing side work. I have my own address now. It's never been the prison. It's been the problem. It's been the streets that have been the hardest time for me.
Okay, so we have some programming notes that on September 11, 2018, you were referred to Treatment Assessment and Screening Center for Amyloidosis, assigned a PIN number, and it looks like that you never made it to UA because you absconded. Is that correct, sir?
No, I have the PIN number and all that stuff because when I got out to Community Bridges, I called in and I signed up for everything I was supposed to have on task and that. The only thing I failed to do was report to the Maricopa County.
Okay. So this raises the question, why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
I've been locked up for 4 years on a level 4 yard. I spent a night with my girlfriend, and I did contact him and text him, like, what can we do to fix this? You know, and he said there was absolutely nothing we could do to fix it. You know, and... I'll be honest with you. I mean, this is I'm my own worst enemy. What happens is I get out, I screw up, I say, screw it, I'm gonna go throw my number and then I'm gonna have nothing on me. But what I've learned in the last 4 years on these 4 years, I need the structure referral. You know, this 10 months here, I screwed myself getting out dirty, not being accepted at halfway house. My girlfriend said, there's no way I'm going to have a heroin addict living with me. I did it to myself, you know? I'm ready for parole. I'm ready to... I know it's too late, it's a little too late, but I wish it was another shot for me. I really do, because at 44 years old, I've been screwing up since the early 90s. I've had enough of this. This is too much. I mean, I've had enough.
Well, Mr. Marcio, it's been my experience, and I'm going to guess the experience of my fellow board members because we vote independently, that we consistently see people not turn the corner until they're truly committed and ready for that, whether it's drugs or alcohol or whatever lifestyle issues that are causing them problems. So I like what I'm hearing. But we still have to make some tough decisions on behalf of the people of Arizona. I want to double check on something. Mr. Turner, because it wasn't written on our warrant, it's often pre-written for us, but what was his sentence on date?
What is his date at the moment or the date that he had?
No, what does he have now? We got the one.
His end date is 3/20/2000. Wait a minute, wrong one, sorry. His end date is 12/13/2019.
Okay, I did write that in my notes real quick, but it'd be right next to 12/20/2018, and I wasn't sure if I made any misstep. Okay, Mr. Rossi, I'm going to ask my last question is, what caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
I had my headlight on my bicycle, but not my tail, and I was going to the store to get cigarettes. I did not run. They asked me why I didn't run, because I could have, and I said, it's time to get it over with. You know, I really do hope that, you know, there might be a chance I could get back out on parole, even if it was to go to Maricopa County Reentry Center, because, you know, it's not the prison I have a problem with. Prison's easy. It's the streets I have a problem with, you know, to try and get right in. And I'm right there at the cusp, you know, I really am. I got an address, you know, I own a trailer, you know, I have the job, I have everything, so if not, it's just what it is, you know.
Okay, so I certainly appreciate your candor. I'm going to ask my fellow board members any other questions for you. Mr. Turner, yes.
Yes, sir. For the record, I'd like to be noted that Reborn Assistance is the address that Lazio used to be released from prison.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Lazio, we're getting close to the end of the hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
Just ask for an address. I do have an actual address. I do own a trailer.
Okay.
In the area that I was arrested, so I need that, I can give it to you.
And that's somewhere in Phoenix, sir?
Yeah, it's 67th Avenue, Van Buren.
Okay. Okay, was that your last statement, sir?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain in the forum, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Lazio. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly appreciate that Mr. Lazio seems to be arriving at that crucial point in his life where he's ready to turn a corner and put it behind him. Unfortunately, it's very hard to look past absconding from community supervision, let alone for 96 days. I recognize that he at least early on relapsed in his heroin use, and according to him, managed detox, which I commend him for. But I am not finding a suitable candidate based on, probably a suitable candidate for community supervision. Based on the totality of his past, he also has a couple of past periods when he absconded from community supervision. more than anything, we could not account for his transition to the community in the last 96 days, but that's where I will begin the discussion. Okay, then I'm going to go and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018-W2786, our discussion of Mr. Rossio as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Rossio was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed, was about to lapse in criminal race or company, inasmuch as he absconded for 96 days, and we could not monitor his activity in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Dr. Wright, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Mr. Rossio, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about December 13, 2019. I recognize that this is a long way away, but it is just a matter of months, so we encourage you to take advantage of the regular sentence, put together a plan for your return to the community, and concentrate on returning productive and sober. I believe you can do this. You saw like you turned a corner, and so we wish you a safe and productive return at the end of the year. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion will take place, and Mr. Lawson would appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.